Welcome back. We all know about the troubles and travails companies are facing in the global energy crunch, and generator maker Generac, they just released their earnings, and you can see on the screen, their stock is down 7%. And while a lot of industry analysts remain bullish on the stock because of fundamental issues, supply chain issues are currently causing a little bit of a blip here. And we have Aaron Jagdfeld. He is a Generac CEO with us today. And Aaron, thank you for joining us. I want to read to you a Bank of America B of A analyst note here, and it says, it's difficult to pull a buy rating in the face of some of the most powerful long-term thematics for any stock we've ever covered, but valuation is starting to look steep. Can you just break down your earnings report for us and kind of comment where you are in addressing some of these supply chain issues?
Yeah, I mean, for us, Jared, you know, we continue to grow just dramatically, and I think, you know, we could have grown more in the quarter, but for some of the supply chain challenges that, you know, you're hearing from every company. But our sales in terms of end market demand, the demand out there is incredible for our products. And that's everything from our legacy home standby generators to our larger machines that go in commercial and industrial applications, to our battery storage technologies, some of our newer energy technology businesses. We see where people have really come to the conclusion that they have to, they've really got to make sure that they've got resiliency, and they're using our products to guarantee that. And again, we could have had more out the door in the third quarter alone if we hadn't gotten stuck in some of the supply chain challenges.
Yeah, Aaron, Zach here. Good to be chatting with you again. I mean, we've talked a lot about, the steep rollout of some of your products here, just given kind of all the climate disasters and storms and issues around, you know, why more and more people are turning to your products. But when it comes to meeting that demand now moving forward, given those supply chain issues, how quickly do you think you can resolve those? And what are your alternatives to maybe, well, once again, make sure you got the inventory to deliver?
Yeah, we're really fighting two issues, Zach. I mean, the first is certainly we're growing. I mean, we're going to grow almost 50% this year. So $1 billion of sales being added in a single year. So we've got growth on the one side, and then clearly, on the other side, we have all the challenges that the supply chain are creating for every company. Basically, I mean, you go to the port of LA, you go to Long Beach, and you see just the dramatic. It's very visceral, right? I mean, it's right in front of you with all the containers and all the ships that are at anchor. We need that to resolve itself. So I know that there's a lot of people working on that right now. We're certainly trying to do our part with presenting trucks and drivers and everything as quickly as we can to pick up containers. But that's going to take some time. You've got kind of the proverbial softball through the snake right now with, the Christmas season demand in particular that's exacerbating the problem. But right now, all signs kind of point to maybe by the second half of next year that some of these tougher supply chain challenges abate. You know, the issue around semiconductors and chipsets and other things that go into our products and others. But it's going to take some time. It's probably a good 6 to 9 months before we see probably real relief in the supply chain.
Well, taking a step back, I'm curious to know, how has the pandemic changed? I would assume it's increased demand for your product because of the work from home, the transition to hybrid office, where I know personally that I need to have backup UPS systems here, not necessarily a generator in my apartment, but I have to imagine that this would have really changed the structure of your market. What studies have you done? I'm just interested in the numbers here.
Yeah, so you're spot on, Jared. I mean, what we're seeing with the pandemic, right? Our business was great before the pandemic, but the issue of the pandemic has brought to bear on the fact that, you know, people are spending a lot more time at home. You're working from home. Your kids are learning online from home, virtually. We shop from home. We exercise from home. We do all these things from home. And we only are able to do that if we have a reliable source of power. And we're also electrifying everything in our home, right? So everything from heating to cooking to cleaning to even transportation eventually, right? As EV adoption continues to pick up. So our dependence on a constant and reliable source of power is only going to grow. So that's on the one side of it. The other side of it, you have just these extremities with some of the storms and the weather events that we've been experiencing. You know, you've got people woke up in Texas this morning. It's already below freezing in Texas in early November, which, you know, is frightening to a lot of people. You had temperatures that were 110 degrees out in Seattle over the summer. So these extreme temperatures and these extreme weather events that are creating enormous stress on the grid. And it's at the same time that we're trying to decarbonize the grid, right? I mean, everything this week on COP26 that we're talking about is about how do we get the the more carbon intense forms of energy out of the grid and move over to less carbon intense forms of energy. That also introduces stresses on the grid. So, the stresses that are happening on the grid from weather and from decarbonization, you're creating this situation and couple that with working from home and learning from home. And our products have just become incredibly important to people and to their livelihoods and what they do every day.
Yeah, we're still at the beginning here, and it's a long path ahead. Aaron Jagdfeld, Generac CEO, always great to see.